Yo, 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 man, what's up, man? It's your man, K the Boy, man. It's been a minute since it's been on. It's been loud, it's been crazy. We've been dealing with the COVID. Like, whoa. I mean, it's been mad insane. So I'm tuning in, reaching out to the people. You know what I'm saying? Letting everybody know. Hey, the man is back. Also back with the scene. Hey, y'all feel me? My man gave us me. Y'all got lots of love. Wishing this in, hollering for it, you know what I mean? So I'm mad at love, so y'all stay tuned for that. Gotta have you to myself, cause it's
loud and listen. Hey, 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 how you doing? Oh, you weren't speaking to me? Well, I was speaking to you, okay.
Girl, it's nice to meet you, love your features, hey, hey, hey. Maybe we can set up the church dinner date, hey, hey. Promise I will be on time, I'm never late, hey, hey. Social distancing, just wanna conversate, hey, hey. Girl, it's nice to meet you, love your features, hey, hey, hey. Maybe we can set up the church dinner date, hey, hey. Promise I will be on time, I'm never late, hey, hey. Social distancing, just wanna conversate,
hey, girl, I see how you're living. It's kinda hard to resist you, though, you representing. I keep aiming to please, I hope you let me shoot. You're probably thinking a nigga just wanna knock the boots. Nah, you got me fascinated with your lovely style. No surprise, been wanna satisfy your hazel eyes. For a while, let me come closer, girl, I won't bite. Shit, I holler your brains, anything that looks like you. Plus your personality just seems to fade it off. I keep you on my mind and I can't seem to get you out. And come to think about it, baby, it's really a shame. Coronavirus got us socializing in the game.
Girl, it's nice to meet you, love your features, hey, hey, hey. Maybe we can set up the church dinner date, hey, hey. Promise I will be on time, I'm never late, hey, hey. Social distancing, just wanna conversate, hey, hey. Girl, it's nice to meet you, love your features, hey, hey, hey. Maybe we can set up the church dinner date, hey, hey. Promise I will be on time, I'm never late, hey, hey. Social distancing, just wanna conversate, hey, hey.
Yeah, hey. Man, let me tell you about my shawty, bro. I'ma tell you what she was going on and putting a nigga through. Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? It's real. Hey, baby, hey, one minute I'm your star.
Then the next minute is going too far. When the affection start flexing it, then you're telling your girls, ooh, how good I'm caressing it. Now the word is out. I'm your man, you're my lady. Never keep your secrets or doing anything shady. I can see it all so clear. Me and you whisper sweet thoughts in each other's ear. But you're like a diamond gold collecting the sun. With your love and affection is always on time. But you know what? But now it's my time to leave you mentally, physically shaking.
Girl, it's nice to meet you, love your features, hey, hey, hey. Maybe we can set up the church dinner date, hey, hey. Promise I will be on time, I'm never late, hey, hey. Social distancing, just wanna conversate, hey, hey. Girl, it's nice to meet you, love your features, hey, hey, hey. Maybe we can set up the church dinner date, hey, hey. Promise I will be on time, I'm never late, hey, hey. Social distancing, just wanna conversate, hey, hey.
Yo, 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 what's up, man? This your man, Sanborn Phillips, man, a.k.a. Cater Boy, back on the scene, man. You know what I'm saying? Tuning in to y'all guys today. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stay bundled up out there. It been a blizzard going on lately here in Georgia, man. You know what I'm saying? Temperatures dropping down in the 20s, mid-20s and 30s. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all guys stay bundled up. But I got something that's going to warm everybody up, man. You know what I'm saying? We just dropped a new
hit single Tell You How I Feel featuring my man Gabe Lussman. And also Social Distancing, man, you know what I'm saying? Fahrenheit Felony on the track with me. So y'all guys tune in and stay tuned and locked in with those new hits that we just dropped. You know what I mean? They're all major platforms, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Apple. So, you know, y'all guys go out there and check in. You know, lock and load it, download them, share them, like the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? Bring y'all guys different music for 2022. So, different category of music, you know what I'm saying? Gonna stay entertained all times. But we're here today, man, you know, talk about a little future issues that going on and politicians and crazy things that's just going on, man, you know what I'm saying, in this world today. You know, I see where they trying to overturn versus Wade. My scenario on this thing, man, is just like, how you trying to tell a woman what she can do with her body? It's just beyond me. Actually, even I don't think nobody out here is no higher power to even think they're their God or even have any say so into anybody's life or anybody's right. But the thing about it, their tunnel vision on the situation. Just say you overturn this bill, all right? You're going to have more catastrophic events occurring that they're not going to be able to handle. Just looking at the infrastructure of how they even going to handle that. If you stop all abortions, what are you going to do with these babies? Who's going to raise these babies? These babies are going to be in the government system. Who's going to take care of the medical? Who's going to feed these kids? They're not looking at that type of structure. The infrastructure is going to be put on American citizens. So if you got over a million babies out here that they're not letting the women have their rights to do whatever so fit, which is, I go back to, like I say, the higher power. That's for them. You know what I mean? It's for man to commit his own sin. And it's also for a man or a woman to ask for repentance of their sins. You know what I'm saying? The government can't grant that. No man or no woman can grant that. But here's back to the situation, like I'm saying. The infrastructure on that, it's going to be catastrophic. Like, you're going to have kids here. And even they even have the policy, don't ask, don't tell, dropping kids off everywhere. So where are they going to base these kids at? Who going to nourish and supply these kids with educations and the funds for all of this? Or even just to the point where you even having women starting to commit suicide because they're being raped or some their uncle or their dad or anything in that possibility of that area that they have no control over, that the government has the say-so or the right about it, or just people out here protesting, save lives. And here's the thing, if they feel so much with criticism of saving lives, why are they not out here voting for these bills for the government to stop putting guns in the streets and killing Black Americans and brown Americans in that nature? I mean, we're so strongly viewed on those type of things. Let's go to that narrative. But like I said, it's everyone's life out here to choose their very existence or their choice of life to what they want to bring in the world and what they don't want to bring in this world. Like I said, no man and no woman have that right. You know, unless I think that you're God and you died for our sins and, you know, you laid yourself on the cross and that your blood is out here for that, but which we know that is not possible. Like I said, it's just the hypocritical things that's just really just beyond me, man, with this OB versus Wade thing. It just really, to me, it's a narrative to like misconstrue you from really keeping your focus and your vision on like what's really going on. You know, why you looking at that? And people out here are having enough time trying to take care of kids, trying to get child earned income credit, trying to feed their kids in their homes that the people are trying to raise and the ones that are having kids. So, like I said, you can only imagine the catastrophic that's going to come behind it. That they're not going to be able to feed these kids. They don't even have centers for the kids for foster parenting right now. People are not even taking the kids as foster parents. So if you're having all these kids in these homes, and they're just going to be lost. I mean, it's just total. It's just going to be a total loss and a total waste on the government and a total loss on the people. It's not going to be on the government because the government going to charge the hell out of it. So we're going to be paying those taxes. I mean, they just need to let it go and let people continue to live their lives on that situation. But back to this now. What y'all guys think about this sport game, man? You know what I'm saying? Kansas City and Buffalo. That was the Super Bowl for me, man. You know what I mean? Josh Allen, great player, man. I mean, great player. I go back to the fact that, like, my home team, the ATL, man, we giving up so many great players for just dumbfounded things, man, where they giving the wrong players too much money, sat back, and really done nothing with the players. Could have moved the players in trade positions, could have got better salary caps on some of these players, could have built our quarterback system better a long time ago. Our defenses, and mainly our offensive people, you know, it go both ways on the Falcons with that, with the offensive side. Because the offensive guys can't hold the line that long. For a quarterback that wants to hold the ball and doesn't have the legs to hold the ball. So that's two handicaps for our quarterback. He doesn't have an arm no more. You know, he can't sling the ball 60 and 70 yards down the field with the type of receivers that we have. Offensive line can't hold the line for five to six seconds for this quarterback to sit there and pat his feet and hold the ball and wait till a receiver get up. His release is not punctual. People are not looking at it. He's just a stat guy. He has done good for his time, but it's just really time for Matt Ryan to go. And they really need to invest in. They had a chance to invest in the quarterback system this year, and we failed on that. Even with our running game, we don't have a predominant rushing game. It's really sad in the ATL right now. The whole team just really need to be gutted out and rebuilt. So, y'all guys, you know what I mean? Tune in, chime in. Leave a message. You know, let me guys know what you think about that, man. And let me know who y'all think is the hottest artist out there right now. You know what I'm saying? Bringing a different genre to the music game. You know, because, like, the music game right now, everybody is sounding the same. Nobody is coming out being with their own distinctive sounds or anything like that. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I try to go in a different direction. Of bringing different kind of music, man, that I think the people will love and enjoy and keep this music game alive, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell y'all guys, thank y'all for tuning in to the Anchor FM Radio with your man, Sanborn Phillips, a.k.a. Man Cato Boy. Y'all tune in and chime in. Let me know how y'all feel about these things. Peace.